Interpolation. What is disappointing about the river is that even where it narrows to slip over the thin shelf of rocks and slacken in the calm, bulged bay at the bottom, it doesn't seem to be listening. Even now, the stiff groan of the poplars, the killdeers that flick their songs like bottle caps that skip among the uneven boulders, pay some attention to each other, announce their cacophony as one. But the river heaves its static down in overzealous gulps, in the stridency of a boy who chews his food open-mouthed, a child perpetually on the verge of walking, that doesn't know to stand and move its feet, only that a lower place will bear its weight, and so the body simply falls. There is no conversation to be had, no rational coming to terms. There is only the chance of a well-placed surprise, of a face or a gesture that grabs its attention, of a kindness, perhaps, to which it might be inclined to pause and come crawling back up.